like to welcome everyone to the June 8th meeting of the Sussex County Council. I'll call the meeting to order. First item is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Baker, do you have any changes?
Yes, I have one recommended change, and that is under the executive session to take off the item land acquisition.
Does council have any other changes? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
You got it.
Second.
Motion and second to approve the agenda as modified by Mr. Baker. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Approval of the minutes in your packets this week were the minutes of the May 25th meeting. Are there any changes? If not, I'll consider the minutes approved. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are several letters. The first is addressed to Vance, George, and Sam. The Indian River School District would like to formally thank you for your $1,000 grant for their preschool arts education program. They were hoping for one of you, a representative, to attend their upcoming school board meeting on Tuesday, June 22nd at 7 p.m., held at the Sussex Central High School on Patriots Way in Georgetown. And again, thank you for your donation. The next one is, dear members of the Sussex County Council, a sincere thank you for your generous $1,000 donation to the Community Food Closet. During this time of recession, our needs have increased, and thanks to organizations such as yours, we have been able to serve all who have been referred. Our clients are so very appreciative of the help they received during a difficult time. Blessings to you all as you serve the residents of Sussex County. Sincerely, Linda Hollis, Cheryl Coffin, Clementine Parker, R.C. Burton, and Sue Manlove, the Community Food Closet Committee.
And that was the Seaford Community Food Closet.
Yes. Thank you. The next is a letter addressed to Councilman Cole. Dear Mr. Cole, thank you very much for your continued support to our 4th of July parade. We're very proud of our little hometown parade. It's because of generous gifts of organizations like yours that this parade is possible. Thank you again for your donation, signed by Gene Steele, treasurer of the Bethany Beach 4th of July Parade Committee. The next is from the 19th Annual Beach and Bay Cottage Tour, Friends of the South Coastal Library, again addressed to Mr. Cole. On behalf of the Friends of the South Coastal Library, we would like to take this opportunity to express our gratitude to you for a generous donation to the 2010 Beach and Bay Cottage Tour. The cottage tour is our largest fundraiser each year, and your donation goes a long way in enabling our library to expand various programs throughout the year, as well as supporting the purchase of furniture, equipment, and technology over and above which Sussex County provides. And thank you for your donation. Next is from the Southern Delaware Choral Society. Dear council members, I am writing to extend my heartfelt thanks for your support of the project that the Southern Delaware Choral Society has undertaken with DTCC Owens Campus. Your support ensures that students, faculty, and staff, and alumni of the college will have the opportunity to bring choral music to their campus. Already, the Dell Tech Notes have performed at the college's Starry Night Gala and their graduation ceremony. Your funding will enable the group to continue their musical outreach to the community through the 2010-2011 academic year. Thank you very much. Gail E. Launay, Executive Director. The next and last letter is from the Office of the Vice President, Washington, D.C. Dear Sussex County Council, thank you for your kind offer to include me in the 33rd annual prayer breakfast with guest speaker Pastor John Hobbs. Unfortunately, due to mail procedures at the White House, my office just recently received your invitation. Again, thank you for thinking of me, and I apologize for the late reply. Vice President of the United States, Joseph R. Biden, Jr. And that concludes the correspondence, Mr. President.
Does any council member have correspondence they'd like to share?
I got one from the American Legion. And on behalf of Oak Orchard Riverdale American Legion, they thanked for the $100 donation. And there was also the Delaware Envirothon we all, I think, gave to. They sent us a thank you.
If there's no other correspondence, we'll turn the meeting over to Mr. Baker.
The first item of business is board appointments, and I have a listing of the various county boards with dates as to when the individual appointments expire. And I think, I believe Mrs. Deaver has a request on this matter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ms. Deaver.
The library, go ahead. Mr. President?
Ms. Deaver, please.
The library board, the gentleman who's on the library board right now would not like to continue, and I would like to appoint Emery West in his position.
Second.
Who are you? I'm sorry. Who are you replacing?
On the library board.
Dennis Hughes.
No, library board.
Hughes.
I just thought.
Dennis Hughes.
Just stuff like B&Z Board of Adjustment.
And Board, yeah, that's right. That's what my thoughts are.
What's your?
All right.
Nothing there, just.
Ms. Deaver, could you say his name again, please?
Emery West.
Emery.
Lives in Milton. Replacing Dennis Hughes on the library advisory board.
All right, we have a motion and a second to appoint Emery West from Milton onto the library board. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay, and I have an appointment this month for Board of Adjustment for 3rd District, and I would like to appoint John G. Walsh to that position. I have information here about him. I think everyone on the council's gotten a bio of Mr. Walsh. Do you have any questions? I would like to appoint John G. Walsh to the Board of Adjustment.
Is that the same case the current appointee does not want to continue?
I don't know whether he does or not, Mr. Phillips.
Okay.
I'm exercising my right to appoint.
Mr. Cole, have you a suggestion with respect to this
process? Well, I have, for years, I have advocated for Planning and Zoning Board of Adjustments because they're so important, the appointments. And many people get appointed and nobody knows who they are. Many times it's been the case. I maybe recognize a name, but I don't know who they are. I don't know what they stand for, and I don't know if they support this or that or whatever, and what some of the positions are. So what I have advocated for years is to have the applicant, you know, come in and like they do at in Dover when you get appointed to a board, and you go through a you know, a little question and answer period, and we can give us an opportunity to meet the individual. So I would suggest that if we make this appointment be the first one that we vote today to adopt a policy that all planning and zoning, all Board of Adjustments appointments will have to come to the council and be interviewed by the county council, and that we may be able to ask questions and before we have to vote on these individuals. It also gives an opportunity for the community to find out who we're appointing to these boards, and I think they are very important. I didn't get any support in the past, and I'm hoping that I can get support now. We got some new people here that we start this process. I was like Mrs. Deaver. For many years, I was the odd man out when it came in the political makeup of the county. And I was denied for years my opportunity to put people on there. Didn't even get an opportunity to bring them in and have them, an opportunity to meet the people anyway. So I think we've made a big step if I can get the councils to support having individuals come in and be interviewed prior to an appointment.
But that would have to be for the future. I wasn't advised that this is necessary today.
I understand that. But I think it would be a positive step to be helpful in getting you to get your appointment where I never even got this opportunity. But I'm just saying it's got to start sometime.
You've gotten a two-page bio. But
would that
Mr. Walsh is here.
I understand.
Would you like to speak to him?
Well, I think I'd rather have him get more prepared and maybe put him on for next week or something like that and just defer if that's...
I think he's quite able to speak for himself.
Ms. Deaver, I would consider you having the floor. Are you making a motion to appoint him at this time?
Yes, I am.
Okay, is there a second at this time? Okay, there is no second.
I'll make a motion to defer.
Okay, Mr. Cole is making a motion to defer on this appointment. Is there a second?
I got it.
Motion and a second to defer on this appointment.
Well, I would like
any discussion, Ms. Deaver?
I would like this brought up next week, and I have, you know, if the council is not going to vote for Mr. Walson. I may have a backup person, but I believe that he deserves a right to be heard. Are we planning to address this next week, and Mr. Walsh will be asked to step forward and speak to the council?
We have a motion to defer right now.
Mm-hmm, but it's just to defer with no limit.
No limit on what?
To defer till when?
Okay, I understand what she's saying. I will clarify I'll defer on this appointment, and part of the motion will be that Mr. Walsh will appear next Tuesday to be interviewed by the council. So if we have any questions, we could have some time to prepare ourselves to ask him some questions on maybe how his approach to the job and other things. So,
Mr. Wilson, will you second that clarified motion?
Yes.
Okay. We have a motion and a second on the table to defer this appointment until next week, and at which time we'll ask Mr. Walsh, the appointee elect, I guess maybe that wouldn't be the right term, but appointee candidate, to come forward and be interviewed. We'll open the floor for discussion. Ms. Deaver.
Well, no one else has had to do this, and I prefer to look at it in a positive light. I'm very proud of this particular appointee. I know he'll speak well for himself. I know this will be a big improvement to the Board of Adjustment, and as a councilwoman, I have had so many complaints about our Board of Adjustment, the entire board, that I would like to see some changes in the positive, and Mr. Walsh is a very fine gentleman who will do an excellent job for us.
Any other comments on the motion to defer next week? Mr. Wilson.
Question here. It says no more than three members shall be of one political party, or the same political party. Is he a Democrat or Republican?
I understand he's a Democrat at this time.
Okay.
Mr. Baker or Ms. Griffin, do you have the party affiliation of the other four on the Board of Adjustments?
It can be a Democrat.
I do have one, but not right here.
Okay.
Have you checked there prior
Baker,
to this? Is it,
Mr. Baker checked it.
Okay. Does everything seem to be in order then, right? There's no problem, any conflict there, right?
Yeah, the current representative from District 3 is a Democrat also, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay. It would be worth looking at that. It may have been one of those things that could have slipped through the cracks in the past. It's been brought to our attention.
How about Mr. McCabe?
Okay. Mr. Vincent has the floor.
I just have a question on the motion. I agree with the motion 100%. I guess the question would be, are we referencing new appointees versus reappointing someone who's already been sitting there for 3 years or 6 years, how long I've been there?
Well, we just deferred, and just for this individual, I think we could
new follow, for new appoint, we, for we somebody could, new on the board.
We could follow up and stay on this topic and make a motion that we will.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Yep. After we vote on this,
yes,
we will bring the floor back
Thank
to you.
Thank you.
If there's no further discussion, we're going to vote on the motion that is currently on the floor that is deferring this appointment consideration until next Tuesday, at which time we will be asking the candidate to come forward to introduce himself to council and receive questions from the council body. Good. Any other?
No, it just has to be done in June, so I appreciate the time limit that
we'll
you put
it
on it.
We'll get it done.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Cole, would you like to further?
I would like to follow up, and Everett, maybe you could put it together if you want. We would like to have a policy here, or a motion made to adopt a policy that new appointments to the Planning, Zoning, and the Board of Adjustment will... And I don't know how you want to describe it, as a question and answer, as a interview.
Interrogation.
Anyway, I mean, that's why we pay you those big bucks to.
Yeah, right.
And we'll consider
articulate
that.
Articulate a good. So my motion would be I'll let Everett maybe put something together here and put it on the table.
Okay. Would you like to have that come up next week, and we can make it as amendment to the rules of procedure?
If you would prefer to doing it that way, but I think there is a consensus to move forward on this policy. So if whatever is appropriate.
Okay.
Is that fine with the rest of you?
Yes.
We don't need to do it today, but let's follow up with it.
Thank you, Mr. Cole.
Thank you.
Ms. Griffin, it probably would be wise to put party affiliation on all these for the council to consider?
In the future, yeah.
Put it in our packets this week.
Because one of them, I'm related to one of them, and I think the poor man's a Democrat.
True.
I don't know what happened to him.
Mr. Baker.
The next item is the sewer and water proposed capital plan. And in your packet last Friday was a copy of a spreadsheet which summarized a number of the sewer and water capital items that are included in the proposed budget and the proposed plan for capital items. And we'd like to review that. There is a total of $52 million included in the proposed 2011 budget. $1.8 million out of the $52 million is included in the operations and maintenance portion of the sewer and water budget for capital costs. And that represents primarily repair and replacement type costs. The bulk of the funding, $50 million, is primarily for new sewer expansion projects, many of which you're very familiar with, which are partially funded by stimulus loan funds with very attractive terms. We have today representatives from the engineering department who can answer detailed questions you may have. Mr. Izzo, Heather Sheridan, and Rodney Marvel are here. And I thought we'd first go over just a few of these items that are on the spreadsheet and start with underwater capital items. We have the one water district, Dewey Water District, and typically we have these amounts in the budget each year, about $25,000 for repair and replacement of aging water mains, service lines, fire hydrants, meters, and meter pits. And if we go down to pumping equipment, $853,000 is included in the recommended budget. Replacing generators, rebuilding pump stations, underground conduit, upgrading electrical controls and variable frequency drives, replacing generator cabinets, rebuilding grinder pumps, and there's some of the larger items are noted. For instance, a generator at pump station 54 in North Bethany is very unreliable. We had to Mr. Marvel had a portable generator there just in case it did not work. The estimated replacement cost of the generator there is $47,000, which is included in the proposed budget. On the next page, there is $140,000 included for replacing digital control systems and pumps at Long Neck, in the Long Neck Sewer District at 10 grinder stations. These pumps are in need of repair, and this will result in cost savings in terms of our power consumption. Then the last item listed there was $70,000 in the West Rehoboth Sewer District, which is recommended for replacement of digital controls and upgrades for the communication system there. Under treatment and disposal, a total of $362,240 is included in the recommended budget, and the three of the major items are noted here. $104,000 for funding irrigation rigs, pumps, and motor improvements at the Wolf Neck West Rehoboth facility. $100,000 is recommended for replacing a worn-out headwork screen at, also at the Wolf Neck West Rehoboth facility, and $73,000 for seven mixers at South Coastal Regional Wastewater facility. And then if you go to the next page, under transportation equipment, there is $60,000 recommended for a dump truck at the Wolf Neck West Rehoboth facility to be used to maintain the field roads there, and for repairs to the pumping and collection systems in West Rehoboth, Dewey Beach, and Henlopen Acres. We currently do not have that type of vehicle there at the West Rehoboth facility.
Could I suggest they look at used equipment for things like that? There's a lot of idle dump trucks out there right now, and yeah. I just don't know what they have in mind, but my goodness, no more than it's going to be used. Really don't need to go out and buy anything very fancy.
That's a very good point. Yeah, sure.
Or leasing. I mean, I'm sure even leasing some of this equipment might be something that we ought to look into. I would like these all these generators. Can you lease a generator?
Well, we, typically, it's not, I mean, they're there permanent.
That's more than one.
So it's typically not a, the most viable way to purchase and finance the particular expenditure like that.
Right.
That's a good point. We'll certainly look at that.
But like Vance said, there's a lot of communities. I'm sure if you go on the internet or some of these websites that have, you know, where municipalities are getting rid of stuff or things aren't being used, and I'll bet you there's a ton of stuff on that out there in the marketplace right now that could be maybe used.
Might be.
In some areas.
I know if that truck can get run a couple thousand miles a year.
That's right.
All right, Mr. Baker, continue, please.
Just a thought, but.
Sure. Then under tools and work equipment, $149,000 is included for a sewer line inspection camera with a trailer to carry it. We currently have a camera, sewer line inspection camera, which was purchased in 98, and it has undergone significant repairs. We've spent over $25,000 in repair costs for that camera. Plus, the current technology is better, and the old camera does not have the ability to inspect laterals like a new camera would. The camera we have now is used weekly by county staff and is just invaluable and saves considerable amounts of money in locating problems within sewer lines. And then under miscellaneous general property, there is $110,000 included for microwave communication links, which will provide additional speed and capacity in their communications between facilities. We have a SCADA system to monitor all the 300-plus pump stations we have and monitor the levels to determine if there's problems there. And this, there's a lot of data that is transferred. And this is recommended by Tom Glenn in our Information Systems Department as well. So as you can see, we didn't mention everything on that spreadsheet, but all those items add up to almost $1.8 million, which is included in the operations and maintenance portion of the budget. The next page shows the larger capital projects, many of which you're very familiar with. The Angola Sewer District is under construction now. And we expect to spend $13.6 million during next fiscal year for that construction. Oak Orchard expansion to expand the original Oak Orchard district out to Route 24. We expect to spend $6,750,000 next year. Those two projects will remove about 2,000 existing septic systems in the Inland Bays area. Construction for Contract F, which was the final phase of the original Oak Orchard District, which was held up for reasons regarding historical type items that were found in the road. Anyway, we have some grant funds remaining, which will enable us, we believe, to complete that project and get that done. We have a number of people in that area that have expressed interest in completing that project. Johnson's Corner is under construction, $7.1 million. Again, stimulus funds were used there. There are two smaller expansions in the Miller Creek Sewer District, which are recommended, as noted on the sheets. And the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility expansion, of course, $7.1 million is under construction. And Scruff, the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility, Pump Station 30, a force main and various upgrades, $6,250,000 is recommended also. $500,000 is included for towards cost for Dewey Beach and Henlopen Acres Sewer Districts for the City of Rehoboth towards the ocean outfall, which they would participate in. The City of Rehoboth treats the waste for Dewey Beach and Henlopen Acres. We have a contract with the City of Rehoboth. They are beginning that process to attain the permits and whatnot for the ocean outfall, which they have elected to go ahead and go forward with. And our share of those costs around 34% based on the flow. Roughly 34% of the flow treated by the City of Rehoboth is attributable primarily to Dewey Beach. So we share in those costs. So that is an estimate as to how much the dollar amount for next fiscal year.
Do those costs get passed back to the users?
Yes.
Okay.
So those items add up to $50.2 million, and that's a rough estimate.
That's a really big number. We have done an excellent job. I shouldn't say we. You have done an excellent job along with your budget committee. I know that Gina Jennings and Kathy Rolfe work relentlessly on our general fund budget and have done a tremendous job cutting costs. Can those resources be directed toward these capital purchases? Can they begin to look at every item before it gets to council? For instance, the dump truck, as was mentioned today, maybe we could spend $30,000 instead of $60,000. Those things add up. If we could get a set of eyes from the accounting and budget side of this county government, I think it would be very helpful and reassure the users. We've been very focused on the taxpayers, but these users also need to be taken care of, I believe, by this council. And when you're talking about $50 million in expenses, it just would be my belief that there's some savings there if we looked hard enough. Also, on these big projects, value engineering is something that I hear more and more about. Has there been consideration of maybe getting an independent set of eyes on these projects before they get too far down the pipeline?
Yes, we have requested help from an outside engineering, a small engineering firm, to value engineer the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility project, take a look at that, see if there's some savings there. Some of these projects, we were like that one. For instance, the engineering department was in a rush to get this. They had time frame deadlines for the stimulus money. They had to get these designed as quickly as possible. We had to have the construction contracts awarded by February. So we're taking a look at that one in particular, and certainly in some of these other projects, we can take a look at that really when the design is done before the contract is let out, and that's what we can move in that direction.
As usual, it sounds like you're on top of it. Any other questions for Mr. Baker?
I appreciate what Mr. Phillips said. Mr. Baker, I have some folks who believe that when the bonds were paid off, that the cost for sewer service would go way down. And I have said that we have extensive costs in the way of maintenance, but I'm sure that you've done everything you can to keep it as low as possible.
Yes, we try, but and the engineering department tries, and we'll focus on that to try to reduce it to be as reasonable as possible.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Anything else for Mr. Baker? Thank you, Mr. Baker.
Thank you.